Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning, and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran turned entrepreneur at your service. Today's episode is 602 Lit. So if you have any questions, like always, visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on Ask, and I promise you that we will reach out to you so we can respond to all of your questions. Also, you can submit your questions using hashtag slow money blues. What are we going to be talking about? We're going to be talking about three ways to live intentional today. That's exactly what LIT stands for. Questions, as always. Did you do your homework? If you're watching live right now, you're doing your homework, give yourself a round of applause. And I'm super stoked and excited for you. Do you believe that it's already, we're in the second week of August? I can't believe it. I'm having so much fun. And I'm also looking forward to an exciting trip that I'm going to share with you all about. And it's super duper awesome. Now let's get to one of our favorite parts of the show, saying our morning mantra. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and promises given to me by God. Hopefully that got you wired up, fired up, and ready to go for today's show. Now, we've also changed a little bit of our format of our show. If you want to learn about all of our great sponsors, simply go to slowmoneyblues/sponsors. As always, Linky's a sponsor, bignetdomain.com is a sponsor, and there are a host of others. If you need to get access to maybe some quick cash or something like that, you can go to Fast Cash Outlet, and they are a network of over 100 lenders, and they will hook you up. Poll question for today. Visit slowmoneyblues/poll, and I have last week's poll there as well as this week's poll, and you can participate in both. This is today's poll question. Do you live with intention? Yes, no, never thought about it. Are you in life where you want to be? Are you fulfilled in your relationships and career? Are you maximizing every opportunity to grow and get better each day? These thought-provoking questions, which should cause one to pause and reflect, right? Let's get personal. Getting the most out of life requires three ingredients: purpose, passion, and persistence, with a dash of unshakable belief. If you master these qualities, you will experience what we call euphoria, and you'll never have another bad day in your life. Well, don't take that to the bank. You might have a challenging day, but I look at a bad day as that it's no more days on the other side of that bad day. Three ways to live intentional today. Point number one, discover your purpose. Rick Warren wrote this book called Purpose Driven Life. It is still a New York bestseller. I have talked about the book multiple times on the podcast. I even have a copy of it. I read it. I understand why so many people are attracted to this book. Can you imagine if you set out to, say, design and build an aircraft only for it to never fly, but the whole purpose of the aircraft was to build it so that it could fly. And when it flies, it actually is doing what it's designed to do. And when it doesn't do that, then we know there's some flaw somewhere, right? A lot of us are living, I'm not going to say flawed lives, but we're certainly living inauthentic or unauthentic. Correct me if you want to, but you understand what I'm saying. We're not being authentic with ourselves, and we're not being authentic with other people, but that is because we probably haven't discovered our purpose. And many of us don't know what our purpose is because we don't even know why we are here. You are someone's probably father if you have children, or mother. And you probably are an aunt or uncle if you have siblings. And chances are you probably are maybe even a boss or something like that. And what am I saying when I say that? What I'm saying is we have these roles, right? And sometimes we just really don't understand why we are here. Why are we doing what we are doing? Those questions about relationships and your career and a host of other questions, they beg to be answered. And they can't be answered if you have not yet discovered your why. You hear people say this all the time. What's your why? Well, my why is to inspire every person I meet to pursue their calling, passion, and purpose, do it with excellence, and live a legendary life. That is why I am here. I believe that literally is my God-given purpose on this earth. And I walk in that. And I know it is because when I meet people, we always say, you seem like you're a motivational speaker. And I'm like, well, not really, but my mission really is to inspire people. And so you're probably going to be motivated. But I highly encourage you and implore you to discover your purpose. Now, one of the ways that you can do that is really kind of do a self-assessment. You know, like really like list, like what are your strengths that you have? You know, are you a great communicator? Are you a great listener? You know, are you a great writer? It's something that you do exceptionally well, and you do it at such a level that it inspires other people, right? That may just very well be your purpose, also known as your calling. And when you discover that and you lock into it, I promise you, it's going to be like you're breathing again. It's like you're living again. So you must discover your purpose if you want to live intentional, not really just today, but every day. That's point number one. Point number two is this. Fuel it with passion. Now, people always say, well, what is passion? Passion is enthusiasm, it's energy, it's that thing that makes everything go. And the real question is like, what makes me go really is to inspire other people is this passion for freedom, right? Like my fuel it with passion, my passion is literally freedom. I've talked to too many people yesterday, real life story I just love. So Eric, if you're watching the podcast today, hopefully you're staying out of the heat, or if you are in the heat, please stay well hydrated. Had an opportunity to meet Eric. If you meet Eric, you'd be like, hey, this is a good looking guy. He's an attractive guy. He's very, he's expert in communications as well as training, right? And we just started talking and I was like, man, I see a book in there like somewhere in you. And I said, you're a proven success. And he had been with the company for like 5 years, but I could tell like that wasn't really his passion. Like that wasn't really the thing. It was just the thing that he had probably become very efficient at doing. And then along the way, maybe he actually discovered his talents, abilities, and gifts and said, wow, I have leadership ability. I have communication ability. You know, I know how to, you know, how to motivate people. I know how to inspire people and, you know, how to set an objective and get things done. And he had all of these amazing qualities. But the question is, if you do something, you become very productive and efficient at it. That doesn't mean that that's, you know, it's being fueled with passion. It's just that you're very productive and efficient because you've done it over time. It's just like hopping in a swimming pool and you start swimming. You're probably going to become a better swimmer, but that doesn't mean that's like your passion. You follow what I'm saying? So I want you to really discover your purpose, but then I want you to fuel it with passion. And my passion is freedom. So for me, it's very, very easy to get up each and every day and do my purpose because it's being fueled by the one thing that I know most people will never achieve in their life. And that is this elusive thing called freedom, which is why I've always said I am a freedom evangelist. I'm going to talk to you about the one thing that I know you want, deserve, and need, and it's freedom. That's point number two. Point number three, after you discover your purpose and fuel it with passion, you have to do it persistently. You have to do it relentlessly. You have to do it. I can't even say when you don't feel like doing, because if you're doing your passion, if you're doing your purpose and it's fueled by passion, guess what? You're never going to wake up and say, I don't do this. And what I mean by doing it with persistence, this is from big brother Myron Golden, my man, 100 grand for life. What I mean is this: master it. Your purpose is not even about you. Your purpose is about reaching the people that you're supposed to reach with what you're supposed to reach them with. When I look at over the course of my life, from my military career and transition into the private sector, then transitioning to being a full-blown digital entrepreneur, investor, and podcaster, I discovered that, you know, I really just love inspiring people. And the podcast happens to be a funnel and a channel for me to be able to do that with. So I was like, hey, I need to be able to give people stuff, but I'm going to run into a lot of people. What's the best way that I can actually do that? And as I began my journey, you know, when I began my journey of actually doing my purpose in a more, I would say, disciplined approach, in a more strategic way. I said the best way for me to do it is with a podcast. And now when I meet people, we talk, typically we exchange information, and I just say, boom, here's my podcast. You got Apple or do you have a Droid? And I send them a link and I'm like, listen to it. And hopefully if I can help you in any way, I can help you. So what do we talk about today? We talked about three ways to live intentional. Really, I said today, and that would have been a lie. So lit sounds a lot better. Live intentional day. Live intentional every day. I promise you, you'll live the most amazing and awesome life, and you will experience this thing called euphoria, also known as freedom. What are the major takeaways? It's a great question. Lit people shine the brightest. What is next week's homework? It's very simple. As always, tune in to next week's episode. Next week's episode, we're going to be talking about drone syndrome. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. Until next time, continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. Have an amazing day and the rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One, tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. Two, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. Three, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. Four, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And five, donate so we can keep bringing great content.